Hello, this is Jim Jaquetta. I am the CTO of Vidovation Corporation. We're going to have an upcoming webinar on IPTV and digital signage. We're going to discuss the top five mistakes that customers typically run into, or top five pain points that customers fall prey to when deploying such a system. The number one mistake is not having a proper digital rights management system. So what does that mean? Digital rights management, or DRM for short. The television studios and the film studios all require some form of encryption when moving their high valued content, whether it's through satellite or on the network, etc. And it's all to prevent the bootlegging of premium content. So the studios and DirecTV, the cable operators, Dish Network, et cetera, they all mandate a digital rights management system when the video enters your network. So if we're gonna do IPTV and distribute live DirecTV, live cable on your network, we have to ensure and guarantee to the studios and to DirecTV and the cable operator that we have the proper level of encryption, and it has to be an approved encryption system. In the past, the cable operators, it was a little bit of people would look the other way, where encryption rules were not being enforced. Since AT&T merged with DirecTV, they've complained to the FCC that why do the satellite providers have to adhere to these DRM rules, and the cable operators seem to get away with not following these rules. So in the last year, we've seen digital rights management required across the board, whether you're doing cable, satellite, etc. Over the air television does not require to be encrypted, because that's free and clear to the public. So if you don't have a proper digital rights management system, you could be facing legal action from the studio. So it's very important to get this in place. Another shortcoming is being able to integrate the different types of display devices. So the old school approach of IPTV was to use bulky RF cable and distribute television that way, and go to an old display with an RF tuner. The new approach, or the new requirements now, customers want to stream to the desktop, to computers, to PCs and Macs, want to stream to set-top boxes. So if you have a regular TV with an HDMI input, let's say, or a regular display of some sort, you can use a small set-top box to deliver IPTV and digital signage. We also integrate with smart TVs. So if you have an approved smart television, you don't need a set-top box. Also, customers want to watch TV on their cell phone or their tablet. You know, even within the enterprise, someone might be in a meeting, want to bring up some program feeds, whether they be live TV or recorded TV, bring them up on your phone or your tablet. Another shortcoming is being stuck with one service provider when it comes to live TV. Vidovation is a partner of DirecTV. So DirecTV is usually our first choice, but it's not our only choice. Customers seem to like DirecTV because they have the most sports channels. No one really comes close to DirecTV when it comes to sports. So DirecTV, we're a partner. We put the satellite dish on the roof. We'll typically put in a COM 3000 tuner with 138 channels. But we can also integrate over-the-air television, free TV, into the IPTV system. And we can also integrate cable TV. And as I mentioned with the first mistake, we can integrate DRM with all these different types of feeds and make your system 100% legal and legitimate. Then another common requirement is being able to put your own live content on the system. Some systems are closed. You're not able to do that very easily. With the Vidovation TV system, we can take studio feeds. So we work with several of the studios or broadcasters, and the executives like to have a feed from the studio, from the stage. So they know that, you know, they're spending $100,000 an hour to have a studio lit up, have all the union personnel there, have the talent there. So they want to make sure things are happening, and they can watch the production right from their desk, right from their computer or a TV on the wall, et cetera. Then another limitation is of some of the other systems is having no DVR capability or video on demand capability. Maybe there's a need to record some of this programming. Some of the studios like to record their own over-the-air TV to make sure the commercials are running when they're supposed to, as a form of quality control to watch their own content. Or, you know, when some of the executives are working an 80-hour week, management decides that they want to have some entertainment available in the break areas, et cetera, so people can watch TV at work. Particularly if you're in the media, or we have some financial institutions where they need to watch the different financial news networks to know what's going on in the world, working with some first responders, some police agencies. So these are all important reasons why you would need an IPTV and digital signage system. Another important thing is there are separate digital signage systems and separate IPTV systems. Vidovation is one of the few that marry the two together. So even in the enterprise environment, you might want to have signage telling employees important information, or even evacuation or emergency notices. You know, if there's an active shooter on campus, or if there's an earthquake or a fire, the television system can be used as part of your safety procedures, et cetera. So I have a lot more to talk about on the webinar. I actually have 17 mistakes to avoid when deploying these types of IPTV and digital signage systems. So stay tuned. Be sure to register, and look forward to seeing you participate in an upcoming webinar. Thank you so much.